Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Let's praise Him every Sunday morning at 5 with Ayanda Nenemba for prayer, intercession, testimonies, worship, and the Word. Let's praise Him with Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Siyakudumisa Thixo ekuseni siyakuvuma mzali wethu ukuba wena unguYehova. There is no other God in our lives other than you. You are the eternal God, yesterday the same, today the same, and tomorrow exactly the same. We honor and we exalt you this morning. Our hearts go out to you, O God, in worship and in surrender unto you, my heavenly Father. We bless you this morning, Lord God Almighty, the one who was before the beginning of time and shall continue to rule and reign eternally. We want to bless you as we stand at the gates of praise to declare our praises unto you, Almighty God, to render our hearts of praise and to render a sacrificial offering unto you this morning, declaring, my Father, in the words of your word, this word that is a light before our path, a lamp before our feet, this word, mighty God, by which all things that exists have been made, this word that is the foundation and the authority of every detail of our lives, this word by which everything, the foundations, mighty God, and the firmament have been created. On the day we will declare upon you, O God, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with us, your anger has turned away. You comfort us this morning. Behold our God, our salvation. We will trust you and we will not be afraid this morning, for the Lord is our strength and song. Yes, he has become our salvation. Therefore, with joy, we draw out water from the springs of salvation. And we say to you today, O God, give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name in prayer. Make his deeds known amongst the people of the earth. Proclaim to them that his name is exalted. Father, we sing praises unto you this morning because you have done excellent and glorious things. Let this be known throughout the earth. We rejoice and shout for joy. We rejoice and shout for joy from the holy inhabitant of Zion. For great in our midst is the Holy One of Israel. We thank you this morning for your assured presence, that as we draw near to you, little Isulako Tiko, you shall draw near to us. We bless you this morning as we render unto you, mighty God, hearty psalms of thanksgiving, because you are God, because you have made us your people, and you have made your abode with man through Jesus Christ, the author of our salvation. We thank you this morning that we can enter your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts, and we can enter your courts with praise, declaring that this is the day that you have made, and we are glad and we rejoice in it, Almighty God. We bless you, Thixo Namandla Onke Kuseni, because you, O Father, are the Father of light, in whom there is no change nor fault. We bless you for the opportunity to bring our bodies as a living sacrifices, holy and pleasing before you this morning, for this is our true and proper worship. We thank you for renewed minds in the word of God, that we will not conform to the pattern of this world, but we shall be transformed by these renewed minds in the word of God. We thank you for the opening of scripture in our midst this morning. We thank you for divine revelation. We thank you for renewal of our faith. We thank you for restoration of our souls. We thank you for the rekindling of our lives, the life of Christ in us, quickening our mortal bodies. We thank you this morning, mighty Father, for the voice of scripture that begins to speak to the dark places in our lives. We want to thank you this morning for the voice of the blood of Jesus that is continuing to atone for areas of our lives that require atonement. We bless you, King of Glory, that you are both the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion which roars over the nations this morning. As we raise songs of thanksgiving unto you, we are like the generation of the children children of Zion who were brought back from the captivity, O God. Little Zwilako, we were like those who dream because it seemed so unreal. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongues with joyful shouting when they said amongst the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. This morning we are declaring the gratitude that comes from the generation of the church, the generation of the church that you, O God, have preserved for such a time of this, the remnant that you have raised, that you have given, mighty God, the eloquence of speech and a tongue that is like a pen in the hand of the writer. We are coming before you this morning, showing up in the letter that it was written of us. Lord, we are grateful this morning because we have not just been atoned for, but we have been redeemed out of darkness into your marvelous light, that our lips may begin to praise you. Thank you for unsealing our mouth this morning, that our lips may begin to praise you. We are praying, mighty God, create in us this morning a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Do not take away your Holy Spirit from within us, so that we may be able, O God, to be pleasing, Lord God Almighty, before you, that we may be able to stand in the place of worship. Lord, we confess our sin this morning. We are not afraid to understand and to declare before you, King of Glory, that indeed we are sinners. We sin, mighty God, by being unbelieving. We sin by being impatient with your timing. We sin, mighty God, by not being understanding of what it is that you are doing. So in the words of Job, even though I seek you in the east and I do not find you even in the west, but we know that our Redeemer lives, and in the end he shall be exalted. We declare it with our mouths this morning, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We bless you and we honor you as we look at the world around us. Mighty God, that you continue to be our refuge. You are our strength, the mighty and impenetrable God. You are our very present and well-proved help in time of need. We thank you that we will not fear nor be afraid, though the earth should change and though the mountains be shaken and slip into the heart of the sea, though the waters of this earth roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its roaring. We know that there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the door, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. There is a river in our midst this morning, the river which cries deliverance, a river which cries exaltation unto our God, a river which cries redemption, a river which cries healing unto our souls. This morning, in the name of Jesus, we render our minds before you, tick over to get gamma diga Yesu Christum, declaring, mighty God, that you will help us, mighty Father, because you are in our midst this morning. Therefore, we will not be moved in the name of Jesus. The nations may make an uproar, the kingdoms will be tottered and will be moved, because you have raised your voice, O mighty God, and the earth melts before you. So this morning we are grateful, King of Glory, that in the name of Jesus we can reference you. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. He is our refuge and our high tower. And we come behold the works of the Lord. We are coming to behold you in your presence this morning, Almighty God. We thank you, Tikoetu, for showing up in your holy abode. We thank you this morning that heaven is your throne, but earth is your footstool. As we raise up, mighty God, our songs of thanksgiving this morning, we bless you, Tikoetu, for the promise in your word that those who go out, mighty God, who sow in tears, Lord God, going out carrying seed to sow with tears flowing down their faces, Tikoetu, we shall reap with songs of rejoicing. We thank you this morning that as we go back and forth weeping, carrying our bag of seed for planting, we will indeed come back again with a shout of joy. And now is that time, mighty God, where you have called the ones that you have preserved. You are calling us out of the caves of preservation. You are calling us to break forth, mighty God, out of the cocoon of preparation. You are calling us out, mighty God, to arise and shine this morning. Hallelujah, for your light has come. come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. Therefore, we are asking, restore our captivity as the stream beds in the south and the Negev are restored by the torrents of rain. In those days, you shall pour out your flesh upon all, you shall pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Young men, mighty Father, shall see visions, shall prophesy. We bless you this morning, King of Glory, that as you are doing it, our sons and daughters will prophesy. Our old men will dream dreams. Our young men will see visions. We thank you that even the servants, both men and women, shall receive the outpouring of your spirit. Oh, mighty God, we bless you that when you move, mighty God, even the sound of your voice is like the sound of the cry of many waters. So this morning we want to bless you. We want to thank you, King of Glory, that as you speak, mighty God, we are thanking you that your voice is over the waters. The God of glory thunders over the waters of the nations. The God thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord, powerful and majestic, this morning is heard at the ends of the earth. It is heard in jails this morning. It is heard by those who are in their deathbeds. It is heard by those who are rejoicing. Oh my God. It is heard this morning by those whose hearts, Lord God, are downtrodden and weak this morning. It is heard by those who are doubtful. It is heard by those whose lamps are full of oil. It is heard across the nations. Your voice is heard, mighty God, under the earth. Your voice is heard under the sea. You cause the mighty sea to roar. You cause even Leviathan to hear your voice this morning and to obey, tip over to the instruction of the Lord, the instruction of the Lord which makes the wise simple, the instruction of the Lord which is perfect this morning. We bless you, King of Glory, the instruction and the precepts of the Lord, they are right. The statutes of the Lord, they are trustworthy. Hallelujah. The perfect law of God is heard on the mountaintop. It is heard this morning, hallelujah, to the ends of the earth. The kings of nations are hearing the voice of the Lord. The president of nations are hearing the voice of the Lord. Oh my God, we thank you this morning that none shall be able to resist the speaking of your word. You are speaking your word in the ear of a king as we speak right now, giving him direction about what to do with the nation, giving him direction about what decision to make. We thank you that this word, as it speaks, it breaks down the cedars of Lebanon. We thank you that you make Lebanon leap like a calf and Syrian leap like a wine like a young wild ox this morning. We thank you that your voice, oh God, it strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. Oh my God, the voice of the Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh, the desert which stood still, mighty God, and dry, ready to consume anything that walks in it. The voice of the Lord shakes up the wilderness this morning. The voice of the Lord speaks to the springs that are sitting still under the earth to command them to spring forth and to begin to water the earth, like the word of God that falls and waters the earth so that fruit may sprout out. The voice of the Lord, it has spoken over the earth this morning, and it shall not return to God void. It shall accomplish everything for which it has been so, my God, this morning, for which it has been sent to do. The voice of the Lord, it twists the oaks, the mighty oaks that stand glorious and tall, and all in the temple of the Lord cry glory, glory, glory unto God. Glory, glory, glory unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We bless you this morning as we worship you, Almighty King, the one who sits as mediator. We bless you this morning, Litili Swilako. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be pleasing before you this morning, O God, our God and our Redeemer. We are declaring it, mighty God, as we hear it, that you are restoring somebody's career this morning. You are restoring somebody's career. You are restoring, mighty God, my career. You are restoring my sister's career. You are restoring my brother's career. You are restoring purpose this morning. You are calling forth, mighty God, the scattered bones to come together again. You are calling forth these bones, Lord God, each one to recognize and a journeying bone and to attach itself, bone upon bone, limb upon limb. You are attaching sinews and muscles this morning. You are covering, take over to those who were once dead without life. You are covering them up with life this morning, and they shall arise to declare, I will not die but live, to declare the graces and the mercies of my God. Father, we thank you this morning that you have dealt with us according to your righteousness. You have not dealt with us according to the uncleanliness of our hearts. We thank you for bringing us into a spacious place. We thank you for rescuing us because you delight in us. We thank you for rewarding us according to the righteousness of Christ this morning in the name of Jesus, according to the cleanliness of our hands in your sight. We bless you, Almighty God. We worship and we adore you this morning. We are calling forth even those whose voice have been stunted, mighty God, not to worship you. We are calling forth the worship of our God. We are calling forth, mighty God, as we see the lamp this morning standing ready to break the seals of life. We are declaring, you are worthy, oh Jesus. You are worthy this morning. Oh, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open up its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and every language and every people and every nation, and you have made them to be a kingdom of priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth forever and ever. Father, we thank you for the numerous angels numbering thousands upon thousands. Oh, Shatabaya Tokaya, 10,000s upon thousands, encircling the throne of the living God, the living creatures and the elders. And with their voice, they are crying out, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise to every creature in the heavens and the earth, under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them. Let them declare this morning that the Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. His love endures forever. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise, honor and glory and power, majesty and honor forever and ever, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, hallelujah.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
There is radio and radio. And then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Siyalidumisa igama lakho ekuseni, Thixo wethu olungileyo. Matthew chapter 18 verse 15. If another believer sins against you, go privately and point out the offense. If the other person listens and confesses it, you have won that person back. But if you are unsuccessful, take one or two others with you and go back again, hallelujah, so that everything you say may be confirmed by two or three witnesses. If the person still refuses to listen, take your case to the church. Father, we want to thank you this morning, oh my God, that you have established the church, mighty God, as a decision-making body for the kingdom here on earth. You have established the church, mighty God, as the city on a hill that cannot be hidden, a light of the world
and the salt of the earth this morning. We want to thank you that as we enter indeed in your presence, as we stand in your presence, our presiding judge, the one who is able to rule justly and righteously, because your throne is established on the foundation of justice and righteousness this morning. The one who is able to decipher between the hearts and the motives, the intentions of the hearts of men, the one who is able to intervene and decree judgments over the affairs of men. This morning as we stand in your presence, thank you that you are reminding us that the church, mighty God, is a decision-making body. It is a place of arbitration. It is a place of reconciliation. It is a place of mediation for the nations, mighty God. When there are problems across the nations, you expect the church to be open and to be available to receive the requests, mighty God, and the petitions of men. This morning, if another believer sins against you, go privately. Hallelujah. Point out the offense. If the other person listens and confesses, you would have won that person back. But if you are unsuccessful, take two more others. Glory be to Jesus. God, on your own. In your own, take the matter to the church. Oh my God, it is the church that you have preserved for such a time as this. It is the church that you have curated, mighty God. It is the church that you died for. It is the church, mighty God, whose blood continues to speak a better word. It is the church this morning, mighty God, that you are coming back for. It is the church, mighty God, that you represent as the 10 virgins. It is the church in Kosema Kosi that you expect that their lamps might be full. It is the church that you are speaking to this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, King of Glory, that it is the church that is standing before you, mighty God, this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we bless you. Tikolunge kakhulu for sorting out our confession before you. We bless you this morning. Utezwini lakho, you will pour out your spirit upon all people. Our sons and our daughters will prophesy. Our old men will dream dreams. Our young men will see visions. Oh my God, we want to thank you this morning that you rebuke, take away to the intercepting spirits in our midst, the spirit that comes to kill and to steal and to destroy. You restore revelation and knowledge. You restore the utterance, mighty God, on the tongue of those that you have appointed to arise and speak this morning. You restore the opportunity, Lord God, and the platforms to make you known amongst the nations. We want to thank you this morning as we bring the nations before you. Tikona mandla. Just yesterday in Kosema Kosi, the other day, the king was being sworn in, Lord God, in the one of the biggest nations, mighty God. The nations of the world were gathered together to bow down before altars that continue to deny you as God. Altars that have been set up, mighty God, to decree and to declare unrighteousness and injustice across the nations. This morning, mighty God, we are praying. That let the doors of the church be open this morning in the name of Jesus. We are praying, mighty God, for Westminster Abbey, mighty God, where the ceremonies and the exchange of the powers of this earth happen. We are praying for global thrones that have been raised up, mighty God, to stand as fortresses which continue to affirm kings of this world, the kings that execute unrighteousness and justice. We are bringing them before your throne this morning. We are saying, tick away to that we know, tick away to that many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the will of the Lord which prevails. Tick away to we will plan. Tina is one so to God with the gribo zezako. Tick away to when our dala umtungognogomfaneki so wako. This morning we are asking, tick away to that you would shut up the airways, that tick away over to the broadcast of each and every word that seeks deception, Lord God, be shut up and quenched by the power of the living God, who reigns as supreme as the presiding judge over the nations this morning. We are praying, take over to that you would quench the voice of lies across the nations this morning. You would quench the voices which continue to speak lies. Take on a mantle, onke, the voices which have come to seek the destruction of the church, the destruction of the peoples, the destruction of the nations. We are praying this morning, King of Glory, won't you hear the words of our heart? We are praying this morning, thanking you that each and every word that we speak, mighty God, it comes from our Father, in whom there is no change, in whom there is no fault, because every good and perfect gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tikolunga kakhulu wena uzamazamisa izizwe ngeziswe. We bless you this morning that as worship continues in heaven, every nation, every tribe is represented before your holy throne, and you hear the voices of the Chinese, you hear the voices of the Koreans, you hear the voices of the Americans, you hear the voices of the Mexicans, you hear the voices of the Africans, you hear the voices this morning of the Australians. You hear the voices of every nation, every tribe, every tongue, every creed this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We are raising up our voice this morning. Uteswinilako, you will give us the keys of authority of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever we bind and forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on the earth, hallelujah, we will have already been bound in heaven. Whatever we loose and permit and declare to be lawful, Jesus, here on the earth, will have already been loosed in heaven. Oh my God, we thank you this morning that you are fixing our confession before you. You are fixing our confession before you. You are securing our confession, not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit this morning, moving and working it in us both to will and to act according to the purposes of God. We want to thank you this morning that it is the same Spirit that worketh it in us, mighty God, that we act, take away to, that you may do your exceeding abundance in our lives. We want to bless you this morning, King of Glory, that as you fix our confession, we are reminded, take away to Lungileyo, that our confession, mighty God, is a decree of our faith. It is our statement of faith, and we confess you not only with the words of our mouth, but we also confess you this morning by our actions, by our convictions, by our reactions. We confess you, mighty God, by our obedience. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship you this morning, King of Glory. We honor you in your presence, and we declare you majesty in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Hallelujah. Kuyezwakala basalwane ekuseni. kuyeswakala ekseni kuyeswakala kuyeswakala ekseni kuyeswakala ukhona umoya ongcwele ukhona uThixo woThixo ikhona ingahlala la yamasulu ikhona insimbi ehle sinye ukhona yena ghaghama kuqhekeka imisidera yelabanoni ukhona yena ngusiqalo ngusiphetho ithwala lethu langona phakathi ekseni sekafikile uThixo uzophendula imithandazo yakho sekafikile yena obizwa sabele umadida yena onqoba izinto bekuthwesa zesenzeke ngoba ilizwi lakhe lithi what is impossible with man it is possible with God sekafikile yena othetha kwenzeke yena othembisile ngoba uthembakele sekafikile ekuseni uzothabatha inhlungu zakho mntasekhaya uzophendula imithandazo yakho ekuseni ah sekafikile usimakade sekafikile kwimeko yakho mzali wam kudala ulili inyembeza wazi noma mawuqale ngaphi awuyazi uba kwenzeke ntoni ngobomi bakho you are looking at your life as a little girl you are looking at the life of your daughters and sons you are looking at the life yempilo yakho awazi konakalaphi ufikile ke usimakade ekuseni ufike the same way wafika kuyo the day the woman with the issue of blood yabambana nomqolo wengubo yakhe wayibamba lithi lizwi likaThixo Jesus looked around and he asked the question who touched me this morning the Lord needs you to know this morning that your tears have touched him the Lord needs you to know this morning that every answer that you've been looking for he is heard in response to the prayers that you prayed Daniel because since the first day that you sought to seek understanding the Lord answered your prayers the time of warfare in the realm of the spirit is over because Michael the angel of war in the kingdom of God was released and he has arisen with the victory through Jesus Christ who is sitting having carried the victory upon all things Jesus Christ continues this morning to release angelic ministry over your situation to fight each and everything which stands as an astral right against your destiny against the fullness of time in your life to Isaiah kancokola ekhuthaza abantu bakaThixo uthi at the right time I the Lord will make it happen that is the voice of the Lord speaking to your situation declaring that now is the day of salvation on that mountain where it was said it could not be done you shall be called the son of God on that mountain where it was said it could not be done he shall be called your God and you shall declare amongst the nations the things the great things that the Lord has done bazawuthi xa bekujonga according to Psalm 126 this morning bazawuthi xa bekujonga mntasekhaya bathi indeed the Lord has done great things for them lithi kilizwi likaThixo the Lord of hosts is with us the God of Jacob our stronghold our refuge and high tower ufikile uThixo kuwe mntasekhaya wena who has been feeling like your efforts have gone to nothing ufikile nakuwe this morning uThixo uzothi do for all the years that you've been hemorrhaging ungenzi into kungenzi into ungabonakala isiqhamo ngoba umibakho uzothi uThixo do thabatha ke ntombi yami nazi izibusiso zakho thabatha ke ntombi yami nazi izithelelo zemizamo yakho kuKristu thabatha ke ntombi yami nazi izikhamo zemisebenze engcwele kuKristu this morning thabatha ke yana wam nanku umqhele wobulungisa this morning here is the crown of righteousness the Lord is speaking to you My brother, this morning, you have tried it all. You look at your life and you feel like a failure. The Lord is saying, "Kau paka menziswa, paka magochantini, ngobutik unawe this morning, paka magochantini, ngobutik unawe this morning, paka magochantini, ngobutik unawe this morning, suleso nyembesi, ngobutik unawe this morning, seka fikile wenzumehluko yenonga Kulekiya bomini bako kuya faga like mzali wam ukuba sokona namhlanje in our midst angeke wapikiswa angeke tiko wethu wapikiswa. Oh my God, this morning the Lord is speaking to you. You know you are a nation builder and you have been seeking the Lord, trying to understand how to unlock the keys of the kingdom over the assignments that you have over the nations. And the Lord is doing, is saying to you, I am going to do something peculiar in your life. Something peculiar. Hey, Barcelona, this morning, the Lord is speaking to those who have been sitting in the back burner. Sometimes you were even asking God, Lord, why don't you end my life? Sometimes you were asking God, but Father, if I cannot live in righteousness and holiness, Lord, why don't you recall me back? There is still time for you to execute the mandate of God here on the earth. Therefore, arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you this morning. Oh my God. The Lord is really doing a new thing this morning. The Lord has already done it. He is making it known to us. Sing a talk, akusenzeka izinto abasikazange sacinga ukuba zawukwenzeka. Xa sishiywa ngabantu abasingazange sacinga ukuba bawusishiya. Xa kuguquka abantu asingazange bacinga bawuguquka. Ngoba uThixo seyisohlukanisa the goats from the sheep. Ngoba uThixo seyiqhaqha the wheat, ukhulula the tares and separating them so he can subject them to the fire, the fiery furnace. Oh my God, this morning, sing othuki basalwane. Ah, sekafikile umnini indawo.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
Zibuyiselwe izithixo bazalwane. Zibuyiselwe izithixo endaweni yazo this morning, the keys of David that are able to open doors that no man can shut and to shut doors that no man can open. Zibuyiselwe izithixo this morning. We are looking at the word of God. Excuse me, bazalwane, from the book of Matthew chapter 18, and we are looking at the conversation that Jesus had together with his disciples. Hallelujah. Verse 13. Now when Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, this morning, I don't know who it is who feels like their situation has not been mentioned by God. This morning you've been struggling with depression, you've been struggling you've even attempted suicide many times, at the brink of suicide. Uthixo keeps speaking to you to say your life has not come to an end. This morning God has heard your cry, God has heard your situation. There is somebody this morning, uyakhala ngomtshato wakho awukakaphumi, but you have gotten to a point where you are saying ndiyaphuma ngoku. Uthixo khawuhlale phansi, the keys have been released this morning. Oh my God, the keys have been released, the keys to reverse the injustices of all that have been subjected to persecution. All who call upon Christ, little is we count yourself blessed when you are persecuted and when they lie about you for the sake of the kingdom. Count yourself blessed. There is a blessing released. And let me tell you something. This blessing, it is specifically for those that have subjected themselves to the preservation of God. Those who have said, Lord, whatever you do with my life in Diafuma, if you decide now that you are going to strip me and declare me nothing, Diafuma, if you decide now that you are going to subject me to suffering, Diafuma, those who have allowed their lives to be counted as nothing so Christ may be exalted, the blessing has been released, Barcelona. We are going to testify. He has no change, no falter in him. And this morning, hallelujah. Ah, glory be to Jesus. Who is this young person that is joining us this morning? This young person that is on fire for the Lord. This young person that has been saying, I have forsaken it all. And yet when I look around me, it doesn't seem like I have a future. Because it doesn't seem like what I hear the Lord speak to me and what I see around me with the adults that call themselves Christians, it seems that there is a disconnect. Who is this young person that says, Lord, I've given you my life? Who is this young person that says, Lord, make me the Jeremiah of my generation? Who is this young person that has been called like Samuel this morning? Do not be moved this morning. Be like Mount Zion, the mountain of the Lord that is surrounded, that the Lord surrounds. It is not moved. He will not allow the scepter of ungodliness, of wickedness, to rest on the land that is allotted to the wicked, to the righteous. He will not allow the scepter of wickedness to rest on the land that is allotted to the righteous this morning. Oh, Father, we want to thank you. Barcelona, the Lord is releasing godly marriages. The Lord is releasing godly marriages. The Lord is releasing godly marriages this morning. Ingathing esiba sober. Ingathing esiba sober. Kumoya ongcwele this morning. Ingathing esiba sober. Simcenga uThixo, Lord, make me sober. Dingayibhuti inkosi yamakhosi sendifikile. Dingayibhuti sendifikile phambi kwethrone yakho. Ingathing esiba sober this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Nansi imitshato for young people. Nansi, I'm not just talking about these flimsy things. I'm talking about godly marriages that have been curated to advance the precepts of the kingdom of God. Godly marriages. Ingathi ngesiba sober this morning. Uthi if you are a pastor this morning, uthandaza uqinise tatam, uthandaza uqinise mamam, uyazi into bana in your congregation, God is raising godly prophetic marriages this morning. The marriage of Joseph and Mary. Marriages that are put together to carry the things of the salvation of Jesus Christ. Peculiar marriages this morning. God is raising a generation, Barcelona, that is holy through these godly marriages. Sakafikile kunomehluko kuyavakala uba uThixo khona in our midst. Glory be to Jesus. Matthew chapter 18. Hallelujah, Barcelona. On the other side of 6 o'clock, we are coming back with your voice notes. We are taking your calls. Quarter past six, we are crossing over to Utata Wetu, Utatu Sandile Swana, who is going to be sharing a message with us, continuing on the series talking about fatherhood. Ukhona namhlanje ekseni, uthi uyanqokola nawe. You are allowed to share with us what the Lord has laid in your heart. 0826572729, 0123341322 is the number that you can dial right here in studio. Matthew chapter 18, verse 13, Zayfunda Mzalwan. Now when Jesus went into the region of Caesarea in Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they answered, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or just one of the prophets. And he said to them, nankumbuzo that the Lord is asking you and I this morning, and nankumbuzo that the Lord is asking and answering, uyibuza kanjani uThixo lento, uyibuza uThixo lento ngokuthi kuwe nam mzalwane ekuseni, who do you say I am? Uyibuza ngokuthi izenzo zakho zincokola ncoko ini na ebantwini, ukuhamba kwakho kuncokola ncoko ini na ebantwini, ukuthetha kwakho kuncokola ncoko ini na ebantwini, iziqhamo zobomi bakho zincokola ncoko ini na ebantwini. Uthi ukuthi xa kuphendula this morning, ngoba uyakubuza sogqiba uyakuphendula, uthi ndifikile kunomehluko, nazi izithixo zobukumkani ndikunika zona this morning, so that you can begin unlocking opportunities, so that you can begin unlocking your destiny, so that you can begin unlocking works of righteousness, so that you can begin working the works of faith, so that you can begin declaring righteous decrees this morning, so that when I ask you, who do you say I am? Upendule njengo Peter. Simon Peter replied, verse 16, you are the Christ. You are the Christ. The Messiah bolayaka. The Messiah this morning, the anointed, the Son of the living God. You are the Christ this morning. The Messiah, the anointed, the Yahweh, them Kadesh, the Chikenu, the Shalom, the El Shaddai this morning. You are the Christ, the one who is more than enough. You are the Christ this morning, our greatest Chikenu, our righteousness. You are the Christ this morning. You are the Son of the living God. Glory be to Jesus. Verse 17, then Jesus answered him, blessed, happy, spiritually secure and faithful by God, are you Simon, son of Jonah? Because flesh and blood, the mortal man, did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Hallelujah. And the gates of death and Hades will not overpower it by preventing the resurrection of Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, I will give you the keys of authority of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind to forbid and declare improper, to be improper and unlawful on the earth, you will have already been bound in heaven. Whatever you loose, permit, declare lawful here on the earth, will have already been loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. Then he gave the disciples strict orders to tell no one that he was the Christ, the Messiah, and the anointed. This morning, kunomehluko basalwane, kunomehluko ekuseni. Glory be to Jesus. Kunomehluko. Hallelujah.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.